On the phone with us, we have Joan Kutcher, the executive director of the Mountaintop Arboretum. Joan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
You did. Yes.
You've got good news to tell us about, don't you?
Yes, we've got exciting things happening at the Arboretum this autumn. And I just wanted to mention that the Mountaintop Arboretum is in Tannersville, New York.
Oh, yes. I did not say that. Yes. Yeah. So tell us the big news that you announced yesterday.
The big news is that we've acquired 150-plus acres of land that is right next to the Arboretum areas that we have already developed. And it's a really unique parcel because it goes down into a marsh that most people don't even know it's there. I'd like to call it the hidden marsh because you can't see it from any of the roads. But when you get down into it, it's a large, beautiful open area, really pristine landscape in there with beautiful wetland flowers and wetland shrubs and mosses and a beautiful sky surrounded by mountains. It's really quite exquisite. And it also has other areas. The marsh is just one component of it. It's also got a woodland area. It's got two little bogs. It's got a very nasty swamp on one side. And it's got a lot of creeks and streams running through it. And it is just beautiful. We're really excited to have it.
Can you tell listeners that there may be some that don't even know what an arboretum is? Or just give the background of what you all do and how this new land is going to help you out.
Sure. An arboretum is like a botanical garden or a public garden. And an arboretum doesn't have to be a public garden, but it's like a garden that focuses on trees and shrubs. And that's what we do. It was founded about 35 years ago by Dr. Ahrens, who lived up in the area. He was very interested in oak trees. He began testing out to see what kind of oak trees would be hardy in our area. Since then, we've gone on to plant a lot of different kinds of trees and shrubs to see what would do well in the location we're at, which isn't just a very high location and a very windy and very cold location, but it also is a very rocky location, and it also has a great deal of water because the site of the Arboretum itself was really an area where one of the glaciers pulled back about 12,000 years ago and created this little these gullies and niches and notches and exposed bedrock, and that's what the Arboretum is designed around. And now we focus on both native and non-native trees and shrubs, and we also have areas that are just natural areas where we interpret the ecology and the trees and shrubs of those areas. So we're going to do more with the land we got in terms of not developing it into gardens and testing exotic or, you know, species from other places, but really focus on the native things there and see how they're growing and talk about them and explain them. And also in terms of the wildlife that is attracted to what grows up on the mountaintop.
And all this new land is all undeveloped. Are there trails on it? Are you going to blaze trails through it, or is it completely raw? What is the land like?
It's really undeveloped. It's maybe 100 years ago, one section of it might have been used for some farmland, but nothing since then. There are no trails into it. It's a very difficult area to walk into. And I should mention that the New York City DEP has a conservation easement on the land, which means we won't be developing it, and we will be working with them to interpret it and put in trails based on best ecological practices so that we don't disturb the wetland, which is a very fragile kind of ecology. So we'll be seeing exactly, inventorying what we've gotten there, all the trees and the shrubs and mosses and lichens and all of that, and then from there we'll see where the best places will be to put in some trails so that people can safely and comfortably get in there and take a look at what we've got.
So the Department of Environmental Protection bought the land first?
No, we own land, and I guess it's a joint agreement, and they've got the, they have a conservation easement on it, which means that it's going to be sort of a forever undeveloped area.
And they're doing that kind of throughout the Catskills lately, I think I've read about, to protect the watershed, to protect the drinking water mostly that goes to New York City.
Exactly. And at the Arboretum, we have another area, the East Meadow, where we have a kind of an emergent headwater stream. It's one of the beginnings of a stream that goes down into this marsh and then eventually kind of ends up in reservoirs that go down to New York City for their drinking water. So we've sort of got the whole story at the Arboretum. The story of water is really important at the Arboretum. So this was kind of a natural association to get this land and work with DEP, and they've been a great help to us in helping us to, you know, develop things and coming there and, you know, walking the land with us, and we have a great relationship with them.
And the story of water has been the main story the last 2 weeks in Greene County. How did the Arboretum do through the series of storms now that we've had?
We did amazingly well. I think one of the reasons is because we have a lot of water in little streams. We don't have a larger stream or creek or river. I have to admit I have not gone into that marsh area since Irene. It's just been too wet. Our neighbors over in Jewett were very hard hit, but we were fortunate in just avoiding the worst damage. We had very minor damage to some of our paths, which we've already repaired.
Well, that's great news. Since much of the news isn't like that these days, everybody's. Were you stuck? Tannersville was hit fairly hard, though, itself.
Tannersville was hit hard. Maybe not. I mean, certainly, I don't want to say it wasn't hit hard, because I know for people who've had flood damages, it was terribly hard. But some of the photos you may have seen, when that creek, which, by the way, comes from this hidden marsh, flooded Main Street just briefly and then retreated. So certainly basements and utilities and all that were just devastated, but we didn't lose too much property, unlike in up in Windham or in Hensonville, where and of course, Port Prattsville, where houses literally just floated away.
Well, that's good news that the Arboretum did well. And you want to tell us, you have other events coming up in the next couple of weeks that you should mention?
No, we don't have any events coming up, but we do have fabulous fall foliage, and we are open every day, and it's a wonderful place to come and really enjoy the views and the foliage and take a great walk.
Is that your busiest time of year, October, when the leaves are at their peak?
No, not really. I'd say the busiest time is the summertime, July and August, but we do get a lot of visitors. I think now through Columbus weekend, and because it's colder up there, it's about 10 degrees colder than everybody down in the valley, the leaves drop a little faster. So pretty much after Columbus Day weekend, it's a different kind of autumn look.
Yes.
Up on top. But still beautiful, always still beautiful.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the good news with the 156 new acres added to the Mountaintop Arboretum in Tannersville.
Thank you very much, and I would urge all of you to check out our website, mparboretum.org, and you can see, keep up with the news, and as soon as we set up our schedule for next year, it'll be up on the website.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.